Dreamscape Audio presents Potatoes Are Cheaper by Max Schulman, narrated by George Newbern. Chapter 1.
Oh, sure, potatoes were cheaper, all right. And so were tomatoes, just like Eddie Cantor kept singing on the radio. But who the hell had money to buy any except Eddie Cantor? But finally, thank God, we got a break.
On March the 14th, 1936, Pa went down to the St. Paul Public Library just like he did every day as usual. Not that he was such a great reader. In fact, he could hardly read at all. Not English, anyhow. Except maybe for eviction and foreclosure notices. He could read Yiddish all right, but that didn't help because there were no Yiddish books in the St. Paul Public Library. But Pa went every day, anyhow. What else could he do? He didn't have a job to go to, and if he stayed home, Ma would give him the whammy all day long. So where else could he find that was A, warm, and B, free? So on this March the 14th, 1936, we're talking about, Pa started walking into the library as usual. But he never got inside because he slipped on an icy step and fractured his tailbone. Or as my mother told the whole neighborhood, he fell and broke his ass, my smart husband. Naturally, we sued the city. My cousin Herbie, who got out of law school 5 years ago, took the case. His first case, as it happened. But he was confident. "Don't worry, Aunt Pearl," he told my mother. "We got him dead to rights. You'll collect $50,000, minimum." Herbie figured a little high. The actual settlement came to $125, of which the doctor grabbed 20. Still, in all, it was the biggest chunk of money we'd seen since my father took up unemployment back in 1929, and we had a family conference at 5 o'clock one evening to decide what to do with it. The reason the conference was at 5 o'clock was that nobody talks in my house after 6 p.m. That's radio time. You never met a radio nut like my mother. I'll tell you how far it goes. Not only does she stay glued to the set every single night, but at sundown each Friday when she lights the candles, she always includes blessings for Rudy Valley, Stoopnagel and Bud, Eddie Cantor, Jimmy Wallington, Jessica Dragonette, Joe Penner, and, can you believe this? Father Coughlin. "Ma," I once asked her, "how can you say a blessing for Father Coughlin? He's an anti-Semite." "So who's not?" Ma said. She had me there. But to get back to our family conference. "So, who got a suggestion?" said Ma. Pa stepped forward. Pa used to be a house painter back in the olden days when he was
sample complete. Ready to continue?